This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, July 3rd, until after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. You should see Arlington, who is our producer for today, looking at me, staring at me, saying, why Nuri playing the music so long? And I'm inside here dancing, right? Say, it's not often that I get to listen to my theme music, to hear it, to absorb it, to enjoy it, to have it herald me that, yes, C.A. Nuri is coming online and that he is going to be the host. So I wanted the music to play. I wanted the music to play a little while. So those who follow me, those who anticipate the show, will appreciate and say, yeah, Nuri coming on now. Let's see what he's going to be talking about today. Today, July 3rd, I'm going to be talking about independence. Independence Day, what we should be doing 51 years later. We tend to do this every so often. We did it last year when the 50th anniversary. And some things we say pending, some things we should be celebrating. And I want the listening audience to participate in this conversation. I want you to call in and say what being independent means to you. There are Bahamians who would argue that the Bahamas is not independent, and I always ride them back. Of course we're independent. We're as independent as any other nation. Of course we're dependent on other countries. And then, of course, we share interdependence as we add to one country and they add to us. But independence means that we govern ourselves. We sign our own treaties. We have our own election. We determine our direction in terms of managing ourselves. So yes, definitely we are independent. But there are some things that we need to strive for. There's some things we need to commit to. There should be a future for us, a direction for us, where we headed toward. And some people might say, man, that's ambiguous. We just don't know where we are going toward for this country, right? This administration, the Progressive Liberal Party, has made some commitment to us, right? They're saying that they are going to lower taxes. They're saying that they're going to build hospitals. They say that they were going to put some plans in. So what, 5 years later, even though they say the election is going to be sooner than 5 years, that 5 years later, we would have grown from our 50th to the 51st. We would have been a greater, better off as a country. I'm saying that we're on our way for that, but we need Bahamians to put their shoulders to the wheel, to push forward, to challenge our government, to demand of our government, to commend our government when they are doing good, and to critique the heavens out of them when they're not doing well. We are duty-bound to challenge our government and say, no, I do not like this. This is not good for the Bahamas. As we continue the show today, we're going to talk about Bahamiana, right? We're going to talk about missed opportunities. We're going to talk about the opportunities that we have embraced and that we should be heralded. And, of course, I see Aaron is playing some music. So, Arlington, you can play one or two of those music off a list too, because that's part of being Bahamian, part of being independent, a part of celebrating us. The Bahamas is only 51 years old, right? So that means that 51 years ago, we became a nation. We weren't Bahamians before that. We were British subjects, right? We had a king. We still have a king now, right? King Charles. At least we had a queen back then. But, you know, we still had the monarchy. But we have a king still. But in terms of our own national anthem, in terms of our own flag, in terms of our own pledge, right? As we celebrate us, this is new, 51 years. 51 years, we are a group of people. A group of people who have come together to say, hey, we come under one banner. We have white Bahamians. We have black Bahamians. We have Chinese Bahamians. We have Greek Bahamians. Of course, we have Caribbean nationals. Anglophone. Why do you say sack? There's people from Spanish. Eh? Anglophone. And then Francophone is French. Anglophone is British. And there's Spanish.
The Latin-speaking languages.
Latin languages in general. All came.
Francophone is French, eh?
Yeah. I didn't know how to say the Spanish one.
Yeah. Everyone had
phone in back, like Francophone, Anglophone. I didn't know Spanish phone.
I had a Spanish phone. It worked really well. It's the first bubble I ever had. Yeah,
someone could text that and say, this is the correct way. But you Google it at the same time. But anyway, this is Man Down Mashup Wednesday. And like I said, we want people to join us as we have this discussion about us being Bahamian and celebrating us. So far, Aaron, mm-hmm. I'm not sure you've noticed or haven't noticed that I haven't heard the song Independence Morning this year.
Is like Priscilla Rollins. But that's a new version.
Yeah, but I haven't heard it.
They haven't played it yet.
They haven't played it. But normally, as we march towards independence, that theme song, that anthem, is sung periodically throughout the radio stations, on social media. You hear it. Mm-hmm. I've heard Elkin? Elkin 300, 400?
Elkin 360.
See, don't forget him. His song, I've heard being played. That has become an anthem. And the reason why I brought it up, I wonder if that song has replaced a Priscilla Rollins as the theme song of the Bahamas for independence.
No, I don't think so. Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. Soon.
But have you heard Elkin's song since we marched towards independence for this year?
No.
No,
you know. I haven't heard it. I haven't heard that yet either. I will say I haven't played it either, right? So as someone who plays music and has the opportunity to put songs out, mm-hmm. I haven't heard it and I haven't played it mm-hmm. yet. Mm-hmm. I probably play it tomorrow. We'll play some more music.
It's cool.
The Independence tomorrow.
I believe we should play as many music as possible and as a part of celebrating. But how important is to celebrate? I saw a post today. Mm-hmm. It's a constant post by a particular demographic of Bahamians, right? Who tend to be overly critical. Mm-hmm. For no reason. But they're trying to make a social point. They're making a point about, you know, that we have subsects of Bahamians. Mm-hmm. When I say subsects of Bahamians, we have Bahamians whose first language may be Creole. Mm-hmm. We have Bahamians whose premier dish is ackee and codfish. Mm-hmm. We have Bahamians whose music that they enjoy would be alternative rock, rap, reggae, mm-hmm. Country music. It's just what they do.
Yeah, like Long Island is country music town. And that's Bahamian. There's nothing un-Bahamian about that.
Yes. And there are Bahamians who do not eat conch salad at all or stew fish or souse mm-hmm. at all. They just don't like it. But all of them are still Bahamians. Mm-hmm. They are still Bahamians, just that they celebrate in different ways. But this critique was about, and I'm sure I know, you know why they were critiquing it, saying that, oh, when they have their flag day, they come out and they put all kind of prefix in front of the Bahamas. But during independence, their numbers seems to be smaller. They even mentioned that there's a demographic of Bahamians, and again, they're trying to be racial now, saying, oh, white Bahamians don't come out to Independence Day celebration, but they celebrate independence differently. And my question to you is there space for the various Bahamians, the varying types of Bahamians, to celebrate how independence, like how they want to celebrate, mm-hmm. right? So why, if the Concord Bahamians, white Bahamians decide to go on the beach and celebrate independence instead of going to the fort, right? Is that okay? Can we make space for that? Mm-hmm.
Let's take that a little deeper. So Family Island residents, are we then going to say, because Family Island residents don't go to the fort mm-hmm. to celebrate independence, they're not real Bahamians, mm. but they live on the Family Island. Mm. Why would your expectation be that they, all the Family Islanders, are supposed to fly to New Providence or sail to New Providence or swim, like my boy Casper and Blair, jet ski to New Providence for independence to be at the fort to be considered a true Bahamian?
So that commentary is more like a Nassau-centric. I'm being selfish in terms of...
Or lacking spatial awareness, which is slightly different from being selfish. Yeah.
Okay. I see the phone. Go ahead. You find a word yet?
Yeah. So I found a word, and then I got a text here I want to read. It's just a traffic situation. So Anglophone and Francophone. Anglophone is English-speaking. Mm-hmm. Francophone, French-speaking. Arabophone is Arab-speaking.
Arab. Say again?
Arabophone.
Arabophone.
So okay. Arab-speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Germanophone. Germanophone.
Okay.
Or Teutophone, Teutophone,
okay,
is German-speaking. Hellenophone, you can guess which that one is. Greek-speaking.
Greek. Oh, like Hellen. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hellenic.
Uh-huh.
Hispanophone is Spanish-speaking.
Say again?
Hispanophone.
Okay.
Is Spanish-speaking.
I would have got that wrong on a test.
Italophone is Italian-speaking. Lusophone is Portuguese-speaking. Russophone is Russian-speaking. And Sinophone is Chinese-speaking.
Sinophone.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
S-I-N-O.
Not even C. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. Would you say you have a text, and I see the lines are blinking, so you could call in, and we talk about independence, being Bahamian. What makes us Bahamian? How should we be celebrating Bahamian? Should we make space for different types of Bahamian as we celebrate ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Greeks are Bahamians, but they're different. They eat a baklava. Yeah, see that. Right.
And the spanakopita.
And
then the roasted lamb leg. Spanakopita is when you take the feta and
you
the
sound
spinach,
in Greek, by the way.
Spinach, and you put it in the puff pastry. It's a lovely.
And is that okay
and grilled octopus?
For them to eat that on Independence Day instead of crab and rice and whatever?
Well, I put it to you like this.
Mm-hmm.
What if we tell them they can't eat that on Independence Day, and then they tell us, well, we can't eat crack conch ever because they invented it?
And is it okay to call themselves Greek Bahamian still, or still Greek, even 100 years later?
I think so. Absolutely. See, Greek is culture. Greek next to the Bahamian in terms of you identifying, then the Greek is your heritage or your culture, like where your DNA come from, and Bahamian is nationality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're two different things.
So two different concepts.
Greek and Bahamian don't buck up. So when they say Haitian Bahamian is my nationality.
Mm-hmm.
Haitian is my heritage.
Your heritage. So right. That would explain why they eat pickles and griot. And especially if you're explaining to someone from foreign, say, oh, what you eating? I eat griot. And you, once you tell them I'm a Haitian baby, you say, okay, I understand why you're doing that.
But also, you said pickles, right?
Yeah.
So Haitians eat pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Southeast Asia, they eat kimchi, which is another pickled cabbage.
Oh, okay.
Right? We eat coleslaw. Many of us eat coleslaw with vinegar. It's a pickled cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
You go up to Europe and to Germany and that area, they eat sauerkraut, another pickled cabbage. We all eating pickled cabbage. We just eating pickled cabbage differently.
Once my pickled cabbage have mayonnaise inside it, it's straight.
I mean, that's on you.
Yeah. And
that's cool.
And sugar. Okay, let's go to the call because as we talk, he's going to read the text.
Go ahead. Okay, let me read the text.
You paused.
It says, good morning. Let the public know that Ministry of Works is responsible for any damages in reference to damages incurred going through road works. There's also a regulation on how soon the road should be repaired after works are completed. So how soon the road should be resurfaced after works are done. There were two fatal accidents that occurred last, I think, year because roads were not repaired after road works. One was on Blue Hill Road by the Farmers Market and the other was on East Street South by Burger King.
Yes, and that's important. I mean, they interrogate that at a time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I put it on side.
But let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good morning, Mr. Newry, and good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
I heard you mentioning the fact that you haven't heard that song that says Nassau is the capital of Bahamas.
Golden Jubilee, yes. Bahamas by Elkin 360. We be putting respect on his name. We just saying he heard it.
Okay. I heard it.
There you go. Ahead.
Good stuff.
It was on another show, but I definitely heard it. It was on that music show that I often speak about that plays all Bahamian music all day, all night, 24 hours, whatever.
Bahamian or nothing? That one?
Bahamian or nothing. That's where you get all the Bahamian music.
But have you heard Independence? Morning.
I have as well, too, on another show.
Okay, good.
Good stuff.
But just let me put this little piece in before I leave, please, and I'll continue listening to you all.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a song that Ronnie Butler wrote many years ago. In fact, it could have happened during the first Independence celebration, and it's called Forward, Onward, Upward Together. It's beautiful.
Yes, I heard that. It's like an anthem.
Forward, yes. Upward, onward.
And he speaks
okay,
song. Speak, sing it.
If you can find it, I would love to hear that.
You hear that, producer?
I can send it. I can try send it to my producer right now, ma'am. I can look for
yes,
it.
Yes, right.
It to my
forward,
producer.
Upward. It has a lot of musical. It's a musical part, but it's also part that he speaks about the Bahamas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and us gaining independence.
So we're putting together, thank you, we're putting together our list of Bahamian anthems for independence going forward.
All right.
We got Forward, Upward, Onward, Together.
Upward, Onward, Together by Ronnie Butler.
Ronnie Butler. We got Independence Morning is like Priscilla Rollins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have Independent Bahamas. Independent Bahamas.
Bahamas.
All right, and then we have Bimini, Nassau is the capital, Bahamas.
Right, okay.
Here we go.
I
the producer.
Listening.
I appreciate you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Let's let this music play. Also, I want to hear what do you do to celebrate Independence Day? I know that they had Flag Day already, right? Mm. And they had the Beach Retreat already on Bay Street. That was a success. They had a singing bishop there. And they had your young friend from that school, from the Family Island, who sang.
The young girl, Darvel? Akila?
Yes.
Darvel, who sang Tell O Lion Him at the Beach Retreat.
Yes, at the Beach Retreat. But I want to know what else is happening, right? Yeah. I always wanted communities to celebrate Independence Day, independent of
the sort of central national.
Yes, independent of the government. Like my community should have their own grill out.
But
right?
I tell you what it is. Like you could have a community activity and each community have it. But if people are really trying to also use it as an income generating mechanism, community level, right? Then you don't want everybody doing it at the same time. Because I want the residents of Johnson Road and Blair to come to the Fox Hill event, right? And I want the residents of Fox Hill, Johnson Road, and Blair to come to the Nassau East event. And then I want everybody from the East to park up their truck in the bus and come out west to go to the Adelaide and the Gambier events.
And I heard you call Adelaide and Gambier, right? And I know they normally do things for August Monday.
Emancipation
Day. But at this present time, I cannot say a community, a district as itself celebrates Independence Day as an entity. We all seem to wait for the government to do their tattoo thing, and we gravitate towards that, right? I'm not sure what happens on the Family Island. I know they have some flag raising ceremonies now.
Yeah.
That's proliferating. But in terms of, again, communities coming together and say, hey, I'm a proud Bahamian. We have organized this amongst ourselves, and we invite you to come in our community to help us celebrate us.
You know, when I used to go to summer camp when I was a little mosquito, it was always scheduled around that Independence Week. So the first week of July, or the second and first week of July is usually when camp was. And we would program Independence Day show. So we would have a show. We'd have the flag raising, the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance. We'd do all of those things at the summer camp so that kids could have that experience, even though they're not in their home communities.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you see, we have the phones are lit. So let me let the producer patch the first caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, when I was growing up, I get a tell when it's going to be independent. You used to hear all the songs and all the radio station, and they ain't had much radio station, but whatever they had, all they used to be playing is independent song after song and stuff like that. But it seemed like we are so straying away from the real thing that what we supposed to be. And I don't know if it's because of the owner of these stations and stuff like that, but if the government were to get involved and say, we'll talk to the owner's team or whatever arrangement they can make, or if they got to pay the station them, to really let our tourists, that when they go down to fish fry or under the bridge or wherever, they could hear these songs and they could ask, what meaning these things? That they could be, they, we could be able to tell them our independence is coming up soon and stuff like that. But all they be hearing all day is the Jamaican music and the music. And so the little trend them who's coming up now, they don't even know nothing, because we is doing a disservice to the generation who's coming up after us. And I would like to see maybe our brothers and sisters who are here from foreign places, who are maybe not on paper, Bahamian or whatever, that they also could get involved also. When we have our selling our food and things, maybe the Haitian who's is Bahamian or Greek or Jamaican, they could blend in and come in and sell their food also. We are one big family, you know. We just need some. Just want to go over eating fried chicken, crab, congo, whatever. Somebody may want to eat some Haitian food or some Greek food and stuff like that. And I believe we could get it right. We just need to fix it and stop being selfish. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. How important is Bahamian music to be played during Independence, Aaron?
I mean, it's very important. It is very important. See, watch this. It makes a point. I'd like to interrogate it. It's worthy of some more tearing apart and interrogating. But he makes a point. If any time you're going to play Bahamian music, it got to be Independence, right? You should be playing it all year. You should be playing it all year round, but definitely during Independence.
What about the fish fry and Porter's Key? They lack Bahamian music. Is that a space that should be designated as Bahamian only?
I thought that was the price they paid. I thought that was the price they paid for being allowed to set up a shanty town on premium land, on a premium landscape. We all were under the impression that fish fry would be an all Bahamian space, all Bahamian music, all Bahamian music, and all Bahamian food.
Clearly, that isn't happening, right?
At all.
Something happened that the Fish Fry Association hasn't been able to convince its members that this is a Bahamian spot.
It's very simple. You don't have to convince them that it's a Bahamian spot. You put it on the piece of paper that they sign, and if they don't live up to the regulations, then they are no longer allowed to be there. It's as simple. It's not a matter of, well, they're not living up to the ethos or the idea of it. You define the space through legislation. See, it's very important we focus on curating a space, right? That space is not being properly curated. That should be a given if you're out here Bahamian music only. If we come out here and we don't hear Bahamian music, if we hear something else, then you'll be penalized. See, but it's hard to do that when you're not living up to your side of the bargain either, right? Mm-hmm. The space is not being properly curated, which is different from managed, right? It's different from how it's being managed, but is it being curated? Have you set the right standards? You may be hitting the standards you set, managing it well, but is it curated properly? And then I have another text when you finish
okay,
the callers.
Okay, let's go to the callers then. We haven't tattooed this year, Aaron? I don't know. But they skip it every so often.
I don't tattoo. No,
you don't.
I don't get tattoos.
You don't get
tattoos. Oh, that's not what we're talking about?
No, we're talking about tattoo. I think it's Pierre Defort. Is it? I'm not sure. I didn't see a list. I just didn't see a list. But let's go to the caller. Maybe the caller knows. Go ahead, caller. Thank you for calling us.
Yes, good morning to both of you, Nuri and Ms. Green, Seattle Johnson. I want to talk about some opportunities that we missed. At least in the last 33 years, and then if you flip that, the last 23 years of the 21st century. If you go back to 1992, that was the movement of the World Wide Web, the advent of the Internet as we know it. Then you come to 2002, it's where information age began with the social media revolution, where we didn't transition. The part that we remember most is 2012, because we often refer to it as the sale of BTC. But if you look at the opportunity that particular sale presented to us, it was an opportunity for us to embrace the current technology at the time. But we continuously held onto the legacy system. And here today, we are now talking to a fiber to the home, which is almost a 20 to 30 year old technology when the world is going, when the world is literally going wireless. Then you come to 2022, where we're in the age now of data and AI. And so the problem is since 1992 is that we somehow seem to be inward focused and unaware of the global perspective of where we exist. You know, you talk about independence and interdependence. And so the world now is having this fight now for what is called technological supremacy, and the Bahamas being certified as one of the most digitally prepared country in the world, not utilized. Preparedness and utilization are two different things. And yet we are struggling with minor things like digital paperwork and online functioning and different things. Like, Nuri, you just posted something about the DRA, right?
Yes.
For instance, my wife brought that to my attention. She asked, why are they deleting pages when there's a concept called merging multiple pages into one and having all of those people collectively at one location as opposed to deleting and losing them?
Mm.
You know, and so these are minor things that we have. And so what we are missing is an opportunity to transform this economy by utilizing the tools that's available to everyone everywhere. And I guess that comes from leadership. And so if we are to say this independence, where we are functionally independent, even though interdependent, then we now must recognize that we are in the 21st century and embrace the tools of this sector for inclusion of behemoths in this ownership economy, the behemoization that we never got fulfilled. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Let's go to the next call. Yeah. Let me read your text again.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Corley. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, calling to one of your previous callers, I think you hit on something in that we don't have leaders who want to push our culture. I mean, who are not pushing the culture. You know, saying that, just like, for example, you have, like, I think there's the Valley Boys right now. You had lawyers in that Junkanoo group, but no one saw fit to trademark the name Valley Boys. I mean, where are we going? I mean, you know, so look, this greed, it seems to be rising its ugly head even before and after independence. Why can't we just get a list? Is it because we don't know what Bahamians, what is a Bahamian? I think we need to define that, because a lot of people who are walking around here and don't know what is a Bahamian. Like, I'm sure if I ask you, 1 + 1 = 2, you will say yes, but then if I were to ask you why, you will have a hard time answering that question, you know. If you were to come across these kids and ask them 7 + 1 = 8, why? You see, so what, that's the answer that they need to, then you know they know.
Don't hang up yet. Hang up yet. We want to engage you. You go first, or I go first, Aaron?
You go first.
I want to put that question to you on this good end, as we march towards independence. What is a Bahamian?
Okay, it's an electricity that moves the nerves that in sync with the belief system of our ancestors. You see, we are living people in our past lives because we carry their thoughts. But now, Grandma used to say things that you stopped saying, but Grandma used to say some really smart things that you kept. And every culture has that. So if we could keep identifying the uniqueness in us, you know, the little things we say, because, like, I, you know, Aaron threw me out the other day when I simply said my daughter says she have a hard time understanding this Cuban teacher. And Aaron says, an app for that. Well, I ain't find that app yet.
Let me ask you the next question before you go. Is being Bahamian different from being a Bahamian citizen?
Well, you should be born a Bahamian, and you become a citizen. Now, there are a lot of people who are really not Bahamian citizens, but they are born Bahamian.
I'll let you go with that. I appreciate that, man. Let's go to the, yeah, man. I just want to say I appreciate it. I'm good with that.
The spirit.
Yes. Aaron, read your text and we go to the next caller. Oh, we're the next caller already?
Yeah. Let's go to the caller.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Aaron and CH, good morning to both of you.
Morning.
You know, it's something that was said earlier that was so profound, it piqued me to call, and that is, you know, during the time leading up to independence, I remember back in 1973, everything leading up to that time, only thing you heard on the airwaves, basically, was Bahamian music. In the hotels, back in the day, because I spent 34 years in the hotel from way back in 1983, I can tell you, as it led up to independence, the hotels somehow adopted the attitude that over their systems, they played Bahamian music. In fact, we had places like Cody's Record and Hit Spot, and it was another place that actually had disc of Bahamian music. And there was always a kiosk in the hotel that sold Bahamian music. We've moved so far away from all music that we deemed to be Bahamian from artists who are Bahamians. The thing is, we are so far removed from that even today, if you were to go into any major hotel, even right now, you would not hear any Bahamian music being played. In fact, it is even rare to even see a Bahamian band in a hotel playing Bahamian music. So, you know, it in essence, what I'm saying is, like the previous caller really said, what is a Bahamian? Why are we Bahamian? What defines us as being Bahamian? You know, those are questions that are not easily answered, because it's rare that anyone could really give you a true definition of what a Bahamian and why we are Bahamians. I think this is something that we must seriously look at in order to really give ourselves the identity, because right now we lack a true identity of what a Bahamian really is. And this is why our kids, in closing, pick up all of the other diasporas. We have the Haitians right now. You got our Bahamian kids singing rap from America. We have Jamaicans. They're doing reggae and everything. So when are we really going to define ourselves as Bahamians? That's all I want to say this morning. Thanks for taking my call, and just food for thought. We must think what the future of the Bahamas is going to be, where as it relates to we referring to ourselves as Bahamians. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, I can row you because I didn't get a chance to row the other caller. Other caller, I ain't really rowing you, but we ain't get a chance to talk. I notice how you ain't called my name or nothing except to say the last time I row you. I didn't row you. We are having interrogative discourse. But watch this, Jeff. I have to say we're gonna stop rowing and chastising the young people over this. We can stop saying, and all the young people want to do is listen to rap and hip-hop and the rock and the country and the electronic dance music. See, there's this thing called cultural imperialism, right? Here's how cultural imperialism works. The larger or dominant culture will always consume the smaller culture. Now, notice I didn't say inferior. I didn't use the term superior and inferior. The larger, more dominant culture will always consume the smaller culture.
So the Bahamian culture is the larger one, right?
No.
No?
No. In this global north dynamic, the global north, particularly like U.S., British, Canadian, that global north culture is the dominant culture, right? And it is consuming us. We absorb the language, we absorb the fashion, we absorb the sense of self, sense of identity, we absorb the spatial awareness in terms of our personal development, right? We absorb the cultural aspects. We too believe that freedom is having a car, being able to go wherever you want to go. But we don't live on a continent, we live in an archipelago, and barely enough people have boats.
Mm-hmm.
And barely enough people have personal economies. Barely enough people could feed themselves properly because we have been focused on cars instead of boats. And that carbon-based tax regime has been prompted by a cultural aspect where we forget that we are not American, and a car does not mean the same thing to us that it does to Americans, right? I'm going to say good morning to Sydney Isaacs, Cat Island Festival. Man, and he says it, your culture is the antidote to cultural imperialism. The stronger your culture is, so it is incumbent upon us, the elders in the community, to ensure that we inundate children with our local culture, because they are surely being inundated with global North culture.
We got a text here I want us to read.
And I'm going to read that other text because the text ties in.
Yes, because I want to have that in the discussion. So other callers who are listening, who are calling in now,
could respond to that as well. So let me read that.
Go ahead.
The text says, and I want to get the tone. This is all caps. Aaron, y'all two sound very disingenuous. It's about the Bahamas this month, but every word this morning is about Haitian, Greek, Chinese, and Spanish. Exclamation mark. By the way, we don't speak Creole. Bahamians, and I mean real Bahamians with both Bahamian parents, speak Bahamian dialect. That is all proper term for broken English. We don't speak Spanglish Creole or Chinglish. So stop this talk about other countries like Herseg. Focus on us. We ain't into that, this wee things, cancel me. Their texter, I'm not going to cancel you. Nobody's going to cancel you. However, I'm going to say this. This text is xenophobic, and it's slightly immature. It's immature. First of all, a lot of people don't speak Bahamian, we call Bahamian dialect, right? We don't speak Haitian Creole. We speak our own Bahamian Creole. We have our own. They have their own. I don't feel comfortable with the language that you use in. And I think you have sorely and severely misinterpreted the conversation we're having this morning, and probably because of your own biases in this area.
But I'll pause you again. I see the caller's phone's lit up again.
Uh-huh.
Is there space to include different type of Bahamians? Like, we have, what can we ask, Chris? We have LGBT community here.
Yeah.
Bahamian LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
Should they also be included into our Independence Day celebration?
If you're not including us in the Independence Day celebration, send me all my tax money back. Send it back. And don't tell me, oh, but it going to the hospital. Going where to the hospital? Who, what? Send it back.
So everyone should be inclusive. So I
but let's start
the critique
here.
Of the caller, the texter.
Right.
But surely we're trying to include more people in this celebratory time.
So watch this. If we're going to say, but let's look at the organic Bahamian, outside of the indigenous peoples, Lucayans, right, that were essentially virtually eradicated, the first next set of people was who? Europeans, right?
Well, they had some Africans included in that.
I mean, yes, some Africans came, but were they enslaved? Did they belong to the Europeans?
Well, some of them was free too.
Came with the Lutheran adventurers?
Came with the Lutheran. Few people know that narrative,
yeah.
But some. Some of them came free, but few people know that narrative, though. That's something different. I'll talk about it another time if you want.
I mean, did they get on the boat free, and did they get off the boat free? That's what I want to know. Because they could have gotten on the boat free, but they got off the boat.
They got expelled out of Bermuda. They said they were problematic, and they said, get these 70 people out of here before we mash them up. So they came on their boat and live here, independent of being enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Lutheran adventurers brought slaves too, but they don't mention that too. Leave that alone. But the phone lines lit up. And I want us to discuss the same discussion.
Including
more Bahamians, different types of Bahamians in our celebration. Should we make space for them? So we'll have larger numbers instead of them saying, okay, this is their time. And I can't be myself, so I have to stay home.
Let me strike a match just very quickly. I just want to say this quickly. You know, white people cling to whiteness in the same way that ways that black people can't cling to blackness. We can't cling to the term black because we don't know our heritage, right? Mm-hmm. So I can't say I'm Nigerian Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I'm Senegalese Bahamian. And in many ways, white people cling to whiteness because they can't say I'm Polish, right? American, or Italian.
Or definitely Scottish.
Right. They can't say that. So we sort it in a similar way. The only thing is this, white people cling to whiteness, right? For identity. Black people are also clinging to whiteness for identity. I just want to strike that match and throw it on the fire. White.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
I just want to throw something. I recall watching a show many years ago. I think it was back in the 90s where we had this. I think she was a Bahamian historian or a social. I think it was Gibson. And she was being interviewed about the Bahamas, and as the show was finishing, they asked her, what in your mind do you consider to be a Bahamian? And she thought a while, right? And then I think her answer was really to invoke thought, to Behame and people that were listening. She said, I think a Behamian is someone who feels they have the inalienable right to travel to the U.S. Yes. And you know, it really made me think that's really where Bahamian minds are these days. They really don't think about their culture. Or I mean, I know that since then there's been promotions for people to travel to the family islands and whatnot. But I think she was really giving us food for thought. And I just wanted to put that there for you.
Thank you very much, caller. Mm-hmm. See, Alan sent me a text saying, being Bahamian is not the act of being born in the Bahamas. It is when the Bahamas, the uniqueness of the culture and heritage, is birthed mm-hmm. in you.
But I tell you what, I felt away until I catch my first crab.
Yeah?
I pick my first crab out the pen. I catch crab on the ground. I pick my first crab out the pen. I get a bite by crab for the first time. And it was only then, I was in my mid-40s, it was only then that I really felt like I could say I was a real Bahamian.
But few Bahamian youth, especially Nassau-centric set people, have that experience, that Bahamian living, family island living.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to read that text, but let's go to one more caller, then you read your text and go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes, good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I do hear Bahamian music
good.
In the hotels, especially at Bahama.
Okay.
It plays 24/7.
Okay.
And also at Linden Pinden Airport. It plays 24/7 in the airport.
Nice.
Good stuff.
And thank you for reminding us.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Let's squeeze one more call in, then go to text again. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I worked at Resorts International as a young man. And, you know, I can remember the bonds, Bahamian bonds being, the place is inundated with Bahamian bonds, you know what I mean? But it has declined. But the young lady said she's still young. But what I wanted to touch on, you guys was talking about the Haitians' presence or the demographics change at the fish fry, right? It's supposed to be a Bahamian culturized area, right? Displaying Bahamian cultures, right? But what I'm saying is, me personally, born here, grew up here, culturized here, right? I have no problem with a cosmopolitan, metropolitan, or city, or country. I have no problem with that, because ideas, exchanges, etc. But you know, you have the Greek community, right, CNUE?
Mm-hmm.
We have all the different communities, but which one is posing the most problem and flaunting in our face? That's where the question becomes. Why? It's black on black. You don't hear the Greeks fronting and teasing us or the other groups, ethnic groups, being trying to like really get personal with us on a level. Now, I don't know, you saw the statement that Barbecue made recently on the news, in Google News. Did you saw it? Did you saw it anyway?
Nope.
Well, he said this. He said that he is urging his gang members to fire on the Kenyan police. He said that he doesn't care if they are black. As long as they are not Haitians, they are invaders. So what are we to think about them who come here on a boat and don't want to go back? What are they to us?
Barbecue crazy.
I think that's a faulty comparison.
Barbecue
it's
crazy.
And 52, that's dangerous, man. The relationship between the Bahamas and Haiti is so complex, and it has changed over the decades, right? 70 years ago, there were as many Haitians in the Bahamas as there were Bahamians in Haiti. And the unfortunate part is that it's external factors outside of Haiti, outside of the Bahamas, that are causing the dynamics that exist both in the Bahamas and Haiti and between Bahamians and Haitians. So let me go to this, the list I found of the events that are scheduled to take place for the independence celebrations. Thursday, July the 4th is a National Day of Learning. Immerse yourself in a day dedicated to expanding your knowledge and understanding of the Bahamas, whether exploring a book at a public library, visiting a museum, participating in a workshop, conversing with a community elder, or navigating the World Wide Web. Seize the opportunity to learn more about the country you love. Let this day inspire and enrich your appreciation for the Bahamas and its vibrant culture. I want to say something very bold here. Is it too early to fire everybody involved in this process? I understand how controversial what I said was. So you telling me that I should use July 4th to take it upon myself to learn more about the Bahamas. Have you been online recently? Have you been to your own government website where people and students go to look for information about the Bahamas? I want you all to understand how completely and totally offensive this suggestion is, particularly after last year's extreme letdown.
You still mad with last year?
I'm not mad about last year. I'm saddened and disappointed. What I'm mad about is that not only have we not gotten the budget, the expenditure, the report for Golden Jubilee, but then you're going to put on this lackluster, come on, national, listen, hold on. The fourth is National Day of Learning. The fifth is National Culture Day.
What's National Culture Day?
Celebrate Bahamian culture by immersing yourself in the sounds of Bahamian music, savoring favorite Bahamian dishes, and embracing the rich cultural heritage of the Bahamas. Like, if this was a list for tourists, if you told me this was a list for tourists, and then the Ministry of Tourism, like on the Day of Learning, the Ministry of Tourism would make space and have booths and actors and interpreters all throughout town and tourist areas, inundating tourists with information about the Bahamas so they could learn. This is offensive. It is lackluster. And at this point, it is angering. A culture day. Celebrate Bahamian culture by immersing yourself in the sounds of Bahamian music. Right? From the vibrant beats of Junkanoo to the rhythmic melodies of Rake and Scrape. And from the captivating expressions of Bahamian art to dynamic performances. You didn't even provide a list of all of the activities, private sector, that may be taking place. All the plays, all the shows.
None of that is happening. So they've given you the option now to do these things on your own. But go ahead, let's read
that. I always had the option. They didn't have to give it to me. And that's the point. You didn't have to give it to me. Give me something with your paycheck.
Let's go. What else?
I mean, it's a little bit harsh critique, but I think it's necessary. Tuesday, July 9th, Ecumenical Service and Cultural Show. Wednesday.
I bet you have a place for that. They have a location?
Held in Clifford Park.
I thought so. We got to go to break.
This is Babalu and his headhunters, Bahamas Gone Independent.
Okay, call ICU. We're coming right back to you, and we'll finish this list of what's happening. The Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, of course, Aaron Graves with me as we celebrate Independence Day and what we're doing. We'll be right back. Make me scared. Now so grand independent, the Bahamas grand independent, Bahamas grand independent, it's in the work for my people day and night, just so they can get it right.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Oh, yeah! All right! My beautiful Iris! Attend. If the good Lord never goes on holiday,
tell me why. This is the place. If you go on Long Island, you understand why God created the Bahamas, right?
Yes.
The Long Island Street. Let's go to the call because I promise I'm going to come to them. Go ahead, call. I'm sorry.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Ms. Green, I'm surprised Mr. Nuri didn't say he was vexed or rotten or something like that.
Rotten.
You're angry. I don't know what type of expression that he used.
This is a cultural expression my mother used all of my life. I am my mother's child.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But listening made me want to ask a question because before independence and majority rule, when we were all considered British subjects, right?
You mean when Sir Randall folks say your first name was boy and your last name was nigger?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then.
That sounds like exactly the period I'm talking about.
Okay.
When you couldn't go down to the Savoy and thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out, during that time, where Haitian, was being Haitian an issue? I'm trying to figure out, was there a problem with Haitians then? Because I'm trying to figure out how is it that a people who has been in slavery for 400-plus years and then colonialism, et cetera, upon being independent and majority rule, your biggest problem is Haitian. People of your own skin color. I don't understand how that transpired. I would like for someone who was around, who knows the history, to explain how that was able to happen. Because, I mean, you know, we're talking about the Haitian people who, when they became independent, said any black person who came there, et cetera, was a free person, and everybody was slaves. But to touch quickly on the point that one of the callers, I think more than one caller had made, was that we can't even explain what a Bahamian really is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet still, you know, we're so proud to be it. And that's the problem, you know, we have this culture of hyperbole where, like someone was saying, when you ask a person a question or ask them to explain, ask them why, we're not used to that. We're not used to explaining. We're just used to just running our mouth and just talking a bunch of things that we don't know and it would sound good or was popular. You know, but this independence we have, even a lot of intellectuals will say that it's not a true independence, that we're not really sovereign. But those same individuals who say that will celebrate it.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I mean, what we need to do is if they feel as if we are not, then we should make the proper changes that would make us a truly independent nation. If that means bringing the highest court here, if that means for our government officials to stop swearing to the head of the king and his successors, but instead to swear to the people and God, et cetera, if those are the things that we need, then we should do that, because when we became independent, absolutely nothing changed. When you become independent, especially in a type of situation that we're supposed to be about self-determination. We're not about that. When CA was talking earlier about we are independent because we sign our own this and we sign our own that, that's about protocol. You know what I mean? If you become an independent nation, of course your officials would be signing.
You know what? I'll make space for this conversation on Friday.
Okay, but those documents that they sign are still based on policy.
Because what you were saying, that Canada also is not independent, and Australia and all of those
exactly,
other countries.
Exactly.
But they are
why.
More independent than anyone else I know. But we'll have this conversation again tomorrow. But go ahead, Aaron. Let's finish quickly read them, because we're
all right,
time.
So again, Thursday, July 4th is National Day of Learning. Friday, July 5th is National Culture Day. Saturday, July 6th is National Day of Service. Sunday, July 7th is Independence Church Service. And then Monday, July 8th is National Day of Unity. Tuesday, the 9th is the Ecumenical Service and Cultural Show. Wednesday, the 10th is the Annual Independence State Reception. And Wednesday, the 10th is the Family Fun Day. By ecumenical service, I hope you mean it's separate from the Independence Church Service. And ecumenical means it's going to be interfaith, and you will have represented on the platform all of the religions that exist in the Bahamas. Well, then throw it away. Throw it in the bush.
We Christian nation. We already have a Christian nation.
No. You are misinterpreting the Constitution, and I fear intentionally. You know why? You know what it means to be a Bahamian? I'm proud to be a Bahamian because Akilah Darville is a Bahamian man.
Anyway, we'll continue this conversation on Friday. Guided Radio AM with CA Nerd. Let's go to the news.